Thank you, Asta. Before I share on the offering, I want to bring one word which I felt I should share. It's from Matthew 22:29. Matthew 22:29. This is where the Sadducees, who don't believe in resurrection, is trying to test Jesus. So this is what Jesus replied. Jesus replied, "You are in error." So the Sadducees were in error. Why? Because you do not know scriptures or the power of God. So it's they not knowing the scriptures or the power of God that is which led them to errors. So I encourage you all to know the scriptures, study and meditate on word and try to understand it with the help of Holy Spirit and know the power of God. Like Esther shared in the beginning, this was coming into mind also, my mind also. Elisha, how he wanted a word from the Lord regarding the three kings attacking the Moabites. They worshipped, and then the power of God came, and he got a word how God is going to help. So this is what we experienced in last Thursday meeting living room also. We were worshiping the Lord, and the power of God came, and we got word, prophetic words. All of us who attended. So I encourage you to take part in living room as well, where we have seen powerful manifestation of His presence and powerful word from the Lord. So please, please, be people of word and try to know the word and the power of God. So.
Manish was saying, get strong in the word, get your roots deep. And I was looking for the right time in the meeting to share. And so I think I'll share it now. Something I shared at the, what's that called? Living room. But I had also shared this at RV Leaders Conference, which I feel is the word for this season. So I'll try and be really brief, 11:44. Okay. This season I've been painting a lot of autumn leaves. I just love the colors, changing, colors of the autumn. And as I was painting one which was on oak leaves, I suddenly, this phrase dropped into my head, even the mighty oak, and oak trees get really huge and live for hundreds of years. Even the oak tree has to shed and let go. And this phrase wouldn't leave me. I said, oh, and I know when the Holy Spirit is putting his finger on something. So I said, okay, what are you saying, God? Speak. And he said, every season has a letting go in order to take on something new. And shedding leaves helps to conserve energy. And that energy, do you know where it is stored? When the leaves shed, it's not stored in the branches, it's stored in the roots. So this is a time, I believe we are at the cusp of a season, a change in season. And in this season, God is saying, ask God, what are the things I need to let go in order to take on something new? And in this season, how can I strengthen my roots so that I will be strong to take on what is coming ahead? Also, in the shedding of the leaves in the natural, what happens is then when in the pollination season, because the branches are bare, the wind can carry the pollen further away because there's no obstruction by the leaves. And what I got from this is what worked in one season can be a hindrance in the next. So you must let it go. And we're in this fall season, and we need to let go some practices to make way for the new. And this is a time for growing strong roots in our own lives, us as a church, And we must get ready for the new season and level up because there's a great growth coming. There's a great move of God coming. And even to Elijah, he says, dig, dig those trenches because the rain is coming and you've got to be able to contain it. Because it's going to be a supernatural thing. The valleys are going to be filled not by rain. It is automatic. All of a sudden, the next morning they found that the water was full. But if the trenches were not dug, there would be nothing to contain the move of the Spirit. So we need to prepare by getting closer to God. Earlier in this year, God spoke to us about the virgins with their oil lamps. And that's something it's not, a word is not there for one Sunday and say, ha, great word, clap hands and move on. No, God saying something for us to change something in our life and because there's change in direction, change in practice. And we need to be those wise virgins, constantly getting strong in the presence of God. And, you know, in the fall season, it seems like nothing is happening. But God is stripping away at dead works that are no longer bearing fruit. In fact, they are dead weights. And in Hebrews 12, it said, let us put aside everything that hinders and the sin so that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. How do we run? By fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he says, he scorned the shame of the cross. You know, and that is the mentality we need to have, that undivided focused attention. So don't be sentimental about things of the past. Be spiritual. You know, what is God asking us to let go? And that's different things for each one of us. And there is something for us together as a church. So we need to spend time alone with God and say, God, what is it that you want me to let go of in order for me to prepare for the coming season and get my roots strong? And definitely one place where our roots are made strong is in the Word of God.
You know, tie up all these words together. Yeah. So, you know, we're living in a time of great change. Maybe there's personal change. Definitely the world has changed. And God gives us these prophetic words so that we are able to navigate these changes. Okay. And so we've heard these words, you know, this one that came about the oak tree and the leaves being shed. And in your life, you may find things that are being taken away and or not being given. And, you know, there's a reason for all that. And what God, what's important is that we hear the voice of God and we respond to it. And what God wants us to do is to dig our deep roots deep into him, to prepare for all that is in store. And he's got new, bigger and better things in store. Okay. And that's the faith we've got to have. Even as Manishad, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, to trust God that he will take care of us. You know, that he's our anchor. He's the one who can help us through each and every situation. You know, we were just looking at the birthday list the other day. And, you know, I was saying, goodness, I'm probably the fourth oldest person in the church now. And so both Nawaz and I have walked with the Lord many years. You know, when we came to the church, we were one of the youngest, by the way. Anyway, but the point being, you know, it's not something new we are telling you. It's that God has been with us through thick and thin. Okay, that's the amazing thing. Now, most of you are very young, and some of you are even new as Christians. Your faith may be very small, but to tell you that, hey, guys, you know, God will never let you go. You've got to anchor your life in him. And it requires faith. We don't see everything working out right now. But what you're able to say is, Lord, I don't understand what's happening, but I trust you completely. I'm going to follow you completely. Amen? And I just want to give that in. So let's be a people. You know, there were many other prophetic words shared over the time, you know, where the word came about enlarging your tents, stretch your tent pegs, and all these kind of things. We'll look at them, you know, further down the line. But just if you are going through change, challenges, and everything this morning, and you know, and new things, we've got to always be learning new things and adapting to new situations. Okay, and that's how it is. But the one unchanging factor in all this is God, and so anchor your lives in him. Get your roots deep into the word, and not just the word, but I'd say even the people of God. Yeah, that you're connected and you're in fellowship, because that's the roots and that's the thing that brings in the life of God. And when you're not connected, that's when you can die off or shrivel off. So you've got to be connected, and just being part of a Sunday meeting and living room and all these, the micro gym just helps you get connected and the life of God flows. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for your word. Thank you that you speak to us. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for each one here this morning, Lord. Lord, even as There may be personal changes in our lives, things that you've taken away, and there are new things you want to add, Lord. Help us by your Spirit to anchor and to root ourselves in you and in your word, in your Spirit, and in your church. Lord, we look forward to the great things you're doing because you want to spread your name and your fame far and wide and bring salvation to many. Thank you, Jesus. I pray your grace be upon us to embrace all that you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.